Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I'm so glad that you are waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. And I do want to remind you that you can stream us here on kvta.com, or you can download our podcast, which we hope that you do, and take us with you every day. And again, we're here every Saturday from 7 to 8, starting your day in a positive way. And of course, we're talking about the brighter side of life. And as all the graduations are going on and everyone's starting to get out of school, and I know that we have a hot, hot weekend, I want to just make sure that you are taking good care of yourself. And again, I'm so grateful for you to be here and for us to be here as long as we have. We've been here for years. And we love what we're doing. So again, I'd love you to follow us all the way through our social. And I do want to say, if you have something that you want to share here on my show, please reach out to us. Our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And also, you can email me at kim@kpshow.org. With that, I definitely want to say right after here, if you miss any part of our show, you can hear us on our podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. I always like to start our show with something uplifting, and the most important miracles aren't always about what happened, more about what didn't happen. So think on that for a moment, and again, we have a great show for you today. And we've also got tickets that we're giving away, and that is Kaneo Food and Wine. And we are so excited to be a part of that. It's a great event here in Thousand Oaks. And Kurt Sauter is going to be talking with us and sharing a little bit more about that event. So again, definitely stay with us all the way through our show. And I am excited to introduce my first guest, that is Lori Berman. And Lori is a creative marketing strategist and author for over 25 years. And Lori has developed a breakthrough revenue generating strategies effectively for integrating branding, advertising, interactive media. And she put together this amazing book that we're going to be talking about. Also joining me is Yvonne Rosen, and she is a marketing strategy, content. Yeah, and is it ideation? I love that. And development, and an author for over 25 years. And Yvonne has been producing strategic, creative, and successful marketing. And so we're going to talk a little bit about them with their new book. And their new book is Ready Made Marketing for Business Owners, Business Professionals, and Independent Contractors. And this book is for your personal marketing department with, marketing tactics, with instructions, 70 customizable templates, and 400 technology resources. Let's welcome Lori and Yvonne. Welcome, ladies, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, Hi, thank you, Kim. Kim, it's so great to be here. And we're excited to share some of the things from our book. And again, it's great to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you. So let's just start off with, Lori, talk to us a little bit about yourself. I know I mentioned a few things, but how did you come about putting this book together? Is this what your clients are looking for or asking for? Or what was your thought on that?
Actually, we've seen... You know what? I'm going to have Yvonne take the first part of that question, and then I'll come back to that. But Yvonne,
okay,
why don't
Yvonne.
You get into some
okay.
of that?
Okay. Well, the original idea for ready-made marketing came out of COVID, because during the worst of the pandemic, firms were forced into new ways of doing business. Everybody started working remotely. In-person meetings were no longer an option. And it was really unfamiliar territory for most people. And a primary concern everybody had was financial. Cost cutting led to layoffs and people quitting, and that left many professionals and their firms with no internal marketing support and no budget to hire anybody outside. And Lori and I just wanted to make sure that marketing wasn't out of the reach for the many businesses and professionals who needed it. We'd seen so many people struggling with how to re-energize their businesses and jumpstart sales that we wanted to make marketing accessible. Lori?
I love that, Yvonne. Thank you so much. And I'm going to kind of, I have your book in front of me. I'm going to dig in a little bit deeper. But Lori, what's your thought?
Oh, I just wanted to say we've also seen many business owners who are great at what they do, but they really don't know how to market their products or services. And marketing isn't something they're familiar with doing themselves. They typically don't have the time to learn it as well. So the thing is, they know they need it, but that's as far as it goes. And Yvonne and I wanted to develop this resource for them too. So the people that maybe weren't affected by COVID, but know they need marketing and just, you know, don't have the time or budget.
Right, exactly. And who is this targeted for, and who would be your audience for this book?
Well, the target market is business professionals and their firms, for example, attorneys, CPAs, real estate professionals, and other small businesses like manufacturers, printers, distributors, in addition to independent contractors like hairdressers, fitness trainers, maybe some music or art teachers. People with limited or no marketing expertise, and those with no marketing staff, or as Yvonne mentioned earlier, those with limited or no marketing budget, which we found to be a majority of the small businesses out there. Also, we found that people who have some marketing experience have been drawn to the book because of the distillation of the 400 technology resources that you mentioned. Working with other marketing professionals, I found that they may know a couple of the really well-known tech resources, but many times those can be super expensive and out of reach. One of our primary focuses was to make people aware of all the free and very low-cost tech resources available, many of them being like $5 a month and at most $15 a month. And this gives them some of the automation capabilities to help them save time and scale their business. And basically, ready-made marketing is perfect for anyone looking to start or enhance their marketing, whether they have no experience or they do have some but need these additional resources.
So I want to just open up your book again. And again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Lori Burson and we're talking with Yvonne Rosen and, of course, their book, Ready Made Marketing. So you actually have emails that people can kind of copy, right, and do cold calls and or cold emails, I guess you would call them, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, we've
so
got
customized samples in here of exactly what to write so that people, and then you even go into warm emails and then follow-up emails. So what a perfect thing to just start off right there, or re-engagement emails. Are these all things that you both use every day for your business?
Absolutely, as well as these are the types of programs we provide to clients. So, yeah, and the book, basically, any business or independent contractor, they can take these templates and customize them to what they need. But it's got everything there for them, as well as instructions how to.
So are these like, you know, funnels are so popular right now. And so, you know, you have a good buy for now. So are you even getting my emails, right? I haven't heard back from you. Because we don't want to sound like we're, you know, stalking people, right? But so this is a nice
correct.
Way to say goodbye for right now, correct?
Right. There's a bunch of different use cases, and they can be set up with an automatic cadence, and that's mm-hmm. where some of the tech resources come in as well. So you can actually plug and play these templates into an automation program you know, has kind of the non-stalkerish sort of stuff. That you mentioned.
And do you mention here what programs people should use? Is that where you're coming with, like, don't waste a lot of money on this if you don't need to?
Yeah, so in the beginning of the book has all of the templates and the how-tos, as well as every, you know, tips on how to get the most out of LinkedIn and how to do podcasts and webinars. The back of the book has all the technology resources, and they're categorized. So you'll see a category for marketing automation platform, which I just referred to. You'll also see a category for customer relationship management. And then we've highlighted the recommended platforms, and we give you the pricing as well. So that's all in the technology section.
Wow. Really incredible. So even landing pages of, you know, where to build them and what to use, correct?
Correct. Yes. Everything you could possibly want is there.
You even have meal delivery in here. We have to eat while we're working, right? Some people forget that.
Definitely, meals are super important. But we also use meal delivery as promotional tools in marketing campaigns.
So you would send somebody a meal kind of thing?
Exactly. If a company wants to do a lunch and learn program, you could set that up and through Grubhub and some of the other, you know, meal delivery programs to, you know, facilitate that, especially, you know, these days virtual stuff. So it's perfect for that.
Right. You also have in here texting messaging. And so is that something that do people like that or do they get annoyed when they get so many texts?
The texting is, you know, again, it should be part of a program. And then you do have to get opt-ins from your audience or your contacts. So within the proper realm, it's one of the most highly effective messaging things these days versus, you know, it gets a higher response rate than email. But again, it depends. You've got to get your people to opt in.
Right, exactly. And what about video messaging? This is kind of intriguing to me. Something that I just started kind of doing, and I think it's kind of cool.
Oh, it's so, not only it's super cool, as you say, but it's super effective because there's people using it more and more these days, but not a lot of people. So you really stand out from your competitors. And the best part is we've got in the resource section free software available for video messaging, as well as you can do it through LinkedIn, you know, when you have a LinkedIn account. But it's just amazing. And we've got tips and tricks and how-tos in the first section of the book on the best way to do this and what to say, you know, with templates and things. And I'll let Yvonne speak to some of the templates and stuff as well.
Perfect.
Okay. You know, you mentioned, Kim, that there were templates for all kinds of situations, cold emails, warm emails. We did that because we wanted to make sure in every part of somebody's sales process, they had the words to use to be able to interact with their clients or their prospects.
I think that's so important, and thank you for that, because that really helps out a lot. You know, I mean, it's some people tell you, but they don't give you the words. So are these the words, and you just kind of change them to whatever your business is?
Exactly. If the template is there, and we have, you know, different choices of words that you can use, but you just customize it to be your own.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I always said that one of the most daunting things is to open up a blank page and then, you know, to craft your own message.
So this
definitely takes that, you know, hesitancy and fear and whatever away. It makes it super easy.
Yeah. You even talk about e-signatures. How important are those?
I'll let Yvonne.
Well, e-signatures are used in a lot of situations. Mostly they're used to sign forms or sign contracts. They're becoming more and more usable in marketing as well. When you want, now that everybody's working remotely, when you want to send over something that a client needs to sign or a prospect needs to sign, an e-signature takes care of that really easily. And this book gives you the software, tells you about the software that you can use to get those signatures done.
Right. And I mean, do you have to pay for e-signatures? I've never really thought about that. Is that something that is, you have to pay for that? I mean, I guess DocuSign,
would be one of them that I would be familiar. But I guess if it's basically if you're sending over contracts, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Anything you need somebody to sign, a proposal, a contract, and no, there shouldn't be a charge for that signature.
Got it. And now what about, let's talk about social media for a second here. Talk to us a little bit about social media marketing.
This book talks about social media in the realm of LinkedIn and gives many of the more usable, user-friendly and LinkedIn tactics that are used in marketing that you can start seeing results right away. We didn't want this book to be a social media marketing book, so we just used the book to talk about LinkedIn and some specific tactics, five of them actually. We talk about articles. We talk about doing posts. We help people with video messaging through LinkedIn. So it's taking some tactics that people can do through the LinkedIn platform, but that's the only social media platform we deal with.
Okay, so you don't do like Facebook or any of that stuff?
No, basically because this book wasn't intended to be a social media book, and LinkedIn is really the platform for business right now. Facebook is more for personal use. LinkedIn is more for business use.
Okay, good to know. And so if you are both into marketing and really helping businesses get out there, where is the best place? I mean, I guess you kind of just answered it. LinkedIn is the best place for people to be seen and to get their message out there, correct?
For business,
depends on their business.
That's not to say that's the only platform to use. You certainly Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of them have a place, and they all should be used. But the primary one for business is LinkedIn.
Right. Okay. So let me ask you, this is what you both do, and why are you giving away all these wonderful marketing expertise ideas? Talk to us, ladies.
Well, I'll start.
I know you asked yourself this right afterwards.
We do.
Yeah. Well,
what are we doing?
The past couple of years have been really hard on many businesses and professionals, and Lori and I just wanted to give back to the business community that basically created our livelihood over the years. And we wanted to provide a resource like no other. Other marketing books are mostly planning-oriented, strategy-oriented. They talk specifically to social media or branding or sales funnels. We wanted a DIY book, something that could be handy, easy to use, with everything laid out there for the taking. So people could start or refresh their marketing and quickly see results. We just wanted to give back.
Beautiful. In fact, you guys are so kind. We have a few to give away, and so I'd love to open up our lines to this at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. And Lori and Yvonne, thank you so much for joining us. I have to have you back because I know we didn't dive into everything, and I know there's so many things that we can talk about. How do they find you and how do they find your book?
They can find the book on Amazon and, it's kind of a long link, but basically just go to Amazon and in the search type in Ready Made Marketing and it'll come right up. And there's a little preview in there as well. And they can find us on BersonDeanStevens.com, which is BersonDeanStevens.com. And that'll give all of the other information. So
great.
Thank you so
ladies.
Much.
And you are so welcome. Please download our podcast and share that with everyone. And I look forward to having you back again. Thank you again.
Thank you, Kim. It was great.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Conejo Food and Wine Festival. And, of course, we've got the chairman coming on, Kurt. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Your side of life. First of all, I would love to invite you all to the Caneo Food and Wine Fest. That's happening June 26th, just a couple weeks away. And it is one of my favorite events. And we haven't been around in a long time because of COVID. And so everything's starting to come back. And so I do want to invite Kurt Sauter on. And Kurt, are you there?
I am, Kim. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you? And of course, I just want to tell everybody, you are the chairman of Caneo Food and Wine for the last 7 events. And of course, you're married to Jacqueline and 4 daughters.
Yes.
And you are the board member of St. Pascal Men's Club. And so welcome, and thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to have you back because it feels like life is coming back, correct?
Absolutely. It is so good to be back. Thanks for having me. And it is, how do I want to say, truly kind of to me, the milestone that says everything is coming back. Everything is getting better. And we are so looking forward to this event in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, me too. So let's just kind of dive in a little bit. First of all, what time does it start on the 26th?
The 26th, VIP members can get in at 1 o'clock, general admission 1:30, and it goes all the way till 5 p.m. that afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's Sunday, June 26th, like you said, and basically it starts at 1:30 for most people.
Okay, I love that. And I did say to our listeners that we have a few tickets. Thank you to you that we're giving away. And so, again, I want to open up our phone lines, 419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is give us a call, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. But who are the beneficiaries for this event?
This year, coming back for the last few years, has been Food Share of Ventura County and Many Mansions. And maybe just a little bit about them.
Please.
Food Share has been just such a great partner in this event. They are a charity beneficiary, really providing food and nourishment for those who really need it. And I just have to call out and say, if everybody knew how much work they were doing alongside other charity partners this last 2 years during COVID, truly amazing to me, the effort and the work and the enablement that they did out there in the community, providing food. The lines were
I saw
long,
it. I know. Yeah.
And
you are so true.
Need really great during the pandemic. And they, along with groups like our own Men's Club and St. Vincent de Paul and other charities, they really stepped up to help kind of provide not just distribution, but on the backside, collection and management of that food, the logistics, and the need was great. And it still goes on today, and super proud to have them as our charity beneficiary for this event. And Many Mansions is the other one. And Many Mansions has really been providing affordable housing in the Ventura County area, for the last maybe 12, 15 years. And they're kind of a little bit different because they don't just, you know, place people. They actually build the projects that then are really helping, the underserved in terms of getting people from a homeless status into a place that they can call their own and really breaking kind of the cycle of poverty that a lot of people, through no fault of their own, find themselves in.
I love how you said that. And you're absolutely right. It could happen to anybody in a heartbeat. And we've watched it over the last couple of years. And so we need these communities, need all of these nonprofits that we have. And this is another great way to really stand behind them and support them.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
Hosting great events like the Caneo Food and Wine Festival is probably, in my opinion, the most fun you can have in supporting a charity that there is.
I agree. So let's talk about some of the wineries, the breweries, and the restaurants that will be there.
Oh, wonderful. We've got just a great list of wines this year, wineries that are coming, like Geisinger Winery, Nabu, Opolo will be there, Panta Cellars will be there, Stonehouse Winery will be there, Sunland Vintage will be there. It's just great not only to see them come back out of the pandemic as well, but to come back strong. And this is, one of the ways we thank them is to give them the exposure. But more importantly, they get to kind of make new patrons. And how do I want to say it? Going through and finding out my favorite. Ever knew last 2 years, it's been a little bit more limited,
right.
But seeing what they've done and seeing what they've come up with over the last 2 years is just a great thing. And I kind of want to maybe stress that as a theme at our event, you know, discovering something new. I look at it as kind of a challenge to kind of work through the various vendor booths and see what they have. And wine is
yeah.
very different. A few others that'll be there. Mike Gwynn will be serving some interesting wines that he's curated. And so plenty of wine for all that day. Always a warm summer day, so people tend to bring things that kind of fit the temperature outside as well, which would be just great to find something for, you know, a nice summer barbecue or a new wine that you might want to open, you know, with friends and family on a warm summer day.
Yeah, I love that. Let's talk about the restaurant. What are we going to be eating?
Oh, my gosh. What aren't we going to be eating?
I know. Huh?
You know, in the VIP tent this year, we've got Command Performance that's coming. Always serve something special. I don't want to tell you exactly what it is, but normally, like, it is, people do some wonderful, steak tartare served over mashed potatoes in a dish and things of that nature. And Command Performance was talking about that already. So they'll be there. So Danny is the chef there. Chef Danny will be there serving something up in the VIP tent. Made in Italy has kind of their custom.
Another one of my favorites.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And Chef Antonio there is just so wonderful. He's going to be there kind of doing some handmade pizzas as well. As some pasta dish for sure that I know he's making. And look, there's just, there's so much more in terms of the restaurants that are there. Vincitori, Thousand Walk, Grill on the Alley, Fresh Brothers will be there. A number of Indian restaurants like Garden India and Namaste Spice will be there. So those are definitely kind of upcoming too in terms of taste and flavors and things of that nature that I think are just so worth exploring. Others like Ubatuba, Asai Bowls, and Los Agaves will be there as well. And so a number of other places like Patron's will be there, just opened up locally. And so they're definitely there. And then a few dessert places as well. And I think there will also be some new faces like Phil's. That's a really nice restaurant right on Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
We just ate there.
Oh, it's really neat.
There.
And kind of a neat vibe that they have there.
There is.
In their brand new dining room.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to all of that. And, everybody definitely, I think, will get their fill of trying all of that. And like I say, some desserts like Coco Rum and Sub-Zero, things of that nature will be there to kind of fill it all out as well. And not to give it away, but of course, we're going to have, since it's our 10th anniversary this year, our 10th year doing this, we will definitely be serving kind of a special 10-year event dessert, if you will. I'll just leave it at that and save the surprise for you later.
Okay. So I it sounds like you pulled it together, which I know you always will. Kurt, you are a hard worker, and that's the way it goes. Oh, we got a little siren there. But let me ask you, it was probably really hard really not having this event during COVID, correct?
It really was, knowing whether we're going to be able to really hard. And there was nothing and nobody it was harder on than the vendors themselves.
Right.
And I just want to say I am so impressed with the restaurants, wineries, breweries, that their ability to work through this for the last 2 years is super impressive to me. I mean, I know our friends and family always try to support the people in our community and help them out. Some restaurants were selling just boxes of food that you could pick up that they were, had on store and had on.
Isn't that amazing?
They weren't even open, and they were still trying to help serve the community, and the community was trying to help them, stay in business and keep going. And it just impressed me so much with all the restrictions that they had placed on them. And when they did get a chance to open under, with restrictions in places, they did such a great job with them.
Kurt, I think everybody is so excited to get out there and do it. How do they find tickets and where do they go?
So finding tickets, CanejoFoodAndWine.com. Yep. CanejoFoodAndWine.com. And you just click on tickets and it takes you right to Eventbrite. And there you can grab a ticket. There are discount tickets still available. Through June 13th, at this point, they go up to full price, so grab them while you can. There's still some VIP tickets available that are out there, but those are nearly sold out. So if you want one, you're going to have to act quickly on those.
Okay, Kurt,
super exciting.
I am so excited, and I hope that my callers and listeners all call in right now. Kurt, I will see you out there. And again, thank you so much for doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Kim. Love talking to you. We'll see you
out there.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care. All right. We are going to just move right on over to our next guest. And of course, Todd Packian is here. He is the author of Finding Happiness, TEDx Mindstream Academy, about feeling good about you. And he has experienced his own struggles. And now Todd is giving back to the hope of our world when we need it most. And now he's been coming on. We've got 12 weeks, and hopefully he'll come back with even more. He's got so much knowledge. And last week, or actually the week before, we gave a couple of workbooks away. So congratulations to the winners that called in for that. And it's the 12 Weeks to Finding Happiness Boot Camp for Building a Happier People. And we're on our 7th week. And so I'm excited to see what Todd is going to be focusing on for our 7th week. Todd, welcome back.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good.
Very, very good. Everything's great.
Good. Talk to us about how are you and all good stuff.
Yeah, everything's really good. I'm down in Martha's Vineyard. Just got here yesterday, and it's beautiful. Mm. And I mentioned to you that about 3 weeks ago, we got a new little puppy. We're getting used to Oliver. So
yeah,
he's a lot
Oliver,
of fun.
I like
one
his
of,
name.
You know, one of the things that makes you happy is to have a nice pet, and that's proven.
Uh-huh.
So everything's great. We can also give out two more workbooks because I actually have sent you four. So I know you've got two.
Okay.
So two more people, if they want to, I guess, call in or however you're doing that would be great.
Let's do that right now then. If anybody is in need of this, and I'm telling you, even if you're not in need of it, it's a really good, just a quick pick-me-upper and a workbook for really building happier people. And it's 12 Weeks to Finding Happiness. Call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And really, it's kind of like what we're talking about right now, the first week, focusing on exercising, and each week tells you exactly what to do. So, and it's the workbook, so you'll be able to, you know, really kind of look back on it. So call in right now. Todd, thank you so much. I appreciate you doing
that. Sure. So week seven, I'll just jump into it. Week seven is really a tough week. It's the toughest week for many people because we're actually having to divorce ourselves from many friends we've had through the years and spend less time with family members. And I encourage you to realize that once again that you're doing this for your kids, not just for yourself. So sometimes you'll say, I just can't do that. You know, I've got friends. I know they're negative. I know they affect me, but I've had relationships with them forever. And I'm not saying to completely stop seeing them, but to see them less often. And if you won't do it for yourself, do it for your kids and their kids, because kids grow up to be like you. There's a wonderful first quote that I want to share with you. Choosing to spend less time with negative people does not mean you hate them. It just means that you love yourself.
I love when you bring these things. You know, I've told so many people about the ocean as it, you know, the metaphor of going in and going out. Now I'm going to keep that. It's really about, you know, being self-loving, correct?
Absolutely. You know, they say that you'll be the average of the five people you spend the most time with in terms of your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So I always encourage people to make a list of the five people they spend the most time with, either face-to-face, texting, or over the phone. And next to each name that you put down, rank them on a scale of 1 to 5, their positivity, how happy they are. One is they're totally toxic. Every time you talk to them, they put you in a bad mood. All they do is complain. They're miserable. 5 is they're the most positive people. You could be having a bad day and you call them and they immediately pick you up. You want to put a number next to each of the 5 people you spend the most time with. And then you want to add those up and divide by 5. So we're getting an average number out of the 5 people we spend the most time with. And if your average number for those five people is a one or a two, you have work to do. It means most of the people you're talking to on a day-to-day basis are negative. If it's a three, you probably want to work on it. Four or five, you're in good shape.
Wow, that's really, really interesting. That is a great statistic. How did you learn that?
Well, I learned from Jim Rohn, who was actually Tony Robbins' mentor, that you'll be the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Correct.
So then it just became, you know, kind of common sense. Why not list the five people and get an average to figure out overall how are you doing? And then what is we say, well, what do you do now if most of your friends are negative? And I encourage you to speak to them and to let them know, hey, I've decided to change my life. I'm doing it for me, but not just for me. I'm doing it for my kids, too, because they'll be like me. I'm taking a happiness course. I'm finding that I'm really becoming a much happier person. But one of the weeks has to do with speaking to my friends who are negative. And frankly, you're pretty negative, just the way I used to be. And encouraging them to take a similar course. It doesn't have to be mine. But you want to somehow get them to change so that if you continue to spend as much time with them, they're no longer pulling you down.
I'm almost got tears in my eyes because I think that is probably, and maybe that's why you say it's the hardest week, right? Is because that's the biggest lesson for people in our whole lives, right? Because sometimes you leave somebody and you just feel deflated. I guess that would be a perfect word. And you wonder why. And this just sums it up. You want to be around people that lift you and love you and are celebrating you, correct?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people say, Todd, I'll do all 12 of your weeks, but I won't do week 7. And I say, that's fine, but you won't be as happy. I mean, I'm doing all I can to lift you up, but if you're constantly talking to your mother who's, you know, driving you crazy, or your mother-in-law who's pulling you down, or you have a sister who just seems to complain about everything in the world, it's going to affect you. It's going to pull you down. So,
kudos.
But you don't have to, let's say you have three friends who are really negative or three family members. Mm-hmm. Even if you just take one of them and spend less time with them, that's going to be really helpful.
I love it. Okay. What's next?
So you're telling these people basically that you'd like them to take a course. That's the nicest way to approach it. And you leave it for a week and you come back and you're talking to them and they're still negative. And now you're noticing their negativity more than ever because you're taking my course. You're no longer as negative yourself. And you say, how about taking that course? And they say, I'm really not interested in taking the course. Now you can be honest with them if you want to, if they're a good friend of yours, and you can say, listen, will mean that I can't really talk to you as often. I've got to start spending a little less time with you because you are, you know, a negative person or however you want to say it. You may say, I could never say that to a friend. If that's the case, just slowly start spending less time with them and spend less time texting or talking to them on the phone.
Great idea.
And it's the same thing for family members. I think it's fine to mention to a negative family member that you're taking a course. You'd like them to do the same. Definitely don't do that middle step where you say, look, because you're negative, I can't spend as much time with you, because a family member will get very offended. Just slowly distance yourself from them. Talk to them less. Spend less time with them.
Wow. Great advice.
The big one always comes down to the spouse. And what you'll find is if you're taking the course and you're getting more and more positive, and let's say that you were a one or a two and your spouse was a one or a two. And again, a one or a two is very negative. You were pretty negative. You complained a lot. Everything just seemed bad. And your spouse was the same way. But now you've taken the course and you're seeing things in a different light, being kinder to yourself, playing to your strengths. And your spouse is still back at the one or the two, still being really negative. You're going to find that it's difficult to actually live with them. So in terms of the spouse, you really want to encourage more, even more than you would a friend or a family member, for them to change as well.
Wow, beautiful. And what is our last one?
That is it, to be honest with you, when it comes to changing, you know, people for the better. It's just how
probably my favorite, I have to just tell you.
And I know it's probably because it's the hardest, but wow, kudos to you, because that just nailed it. You know, I mean, that's solidified where you are and how you get there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No, Todd, how do my listeners find out more about you, and how do they find your books and all that good stuff?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to my website at toddpatkin.com. That's TODDPATKIN.com. You can watch my TED Talk on happiness. You can go right to the 12-week program that we're discussing on happiness. You can get the books, the workbooks. It's all there, toddpatkin.com.
Todd, always a pleasure. I love having you on here. It really makes my day. And again, thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Kim. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
My next guest is Matt Blasha. He is the host of Build It Forward on HGTV. And we're going to find out about really building your dream home. And not only your dream home, but anywhere, anytime, using propane. Let's welcome Matt.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, joining me, building off the grid, is Matt Blasha. And talk to us about real estate, building, all that good stuff. And of course, everybody's, you know, one of their biggest dreams is to build their dream home. And so talk to us a little bit about who you are.
Absolutely. Matt Blasha, I'm a home builder, real estate expert. I've been on HGTV for years now, a new show, Build It Forward, and really just kind of talking with people about the benefits of propane and building with propane. And like you said, kind of building your dream home off the grid or maybe just outside the natural gas line. I've had the pleasure of doing that with so many different families, of building their home, finding their dream home. And some people just, maybe they're just outside the natural gas grid. Maybe they don't know where to go. Propane was always, you know, thought of as a little tank that goes underneath your barbecue, but I'm here to tell you that it can power most of your home, so many different appliances. So people can look for that piece of land, and they could bring propane into their house, install it, and it is such a great, great alternative. The power source is right here. It's made right here in the USA, and it makes it possible to build right now where you want that dream home.
So I love that. First of all, I love that you could pick a property that maybe was handed down from your family and, you know, maybe back in the days, it didn't have any power. And so you're saying that you can still get power to it with propane. How expensive is propane? Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just power. I mean, you it's not going to there are some propane generators which I experienced. We just had our first tornado here in Kansas. I'm a California kid, so last night we had a tornado warning and I went to the basement.
Oh, last night? My daughter just got back from there. Oh my gosh, we were actually traveling across country and we had a couple tornado watches in the Florida, and I was like, oh my God, I just watched everybody's face. What do we do? And then I was like, nobody's running. Should I just stay? It is a hole because I'm from California too. So I love that.
Downright frightening. Yeah, and it was in the middle of the night too. And you know, my son, he's 4 years old, and they, you know, being out here, they teach you about tornadoes and going down. And my dad, or he looked at me in the basement, and I'm just like, I'm so unprepared for this. And he goes, Dad, it's okay. It's just gonna blow a little bit. Go pass by, you know. And he was more cool, calm. Like, yeah, my masculinity and my fatherhood went right with that tornado. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out right now.
We unfortunately know about earthquakes, right? We don't know about tornadoes. So
I will take an earthquake any day of the week.
Isn't that crazy? Wow.
Yeah.
So, I love that. So let me ask you, okay, so propane, as you know, I mean, there's cleaner alternatives, there's multiple uses, but you're talking about really living off the grid, right?
Yeah. And you know, I do think we talk about greenhouse gases, and that's really important. All right. So first off, with propane, it's very energy efficient. It's right there stored in your house. And so that supply goes right to your house. It burns clean. People love cooking with it. It cooks very quickly. But you can power so many different appliances from, you know, your furnace, your hot water heater, your fireplace. So many different things can be run off of propane, and even a propane jet backup generator. Like, you know, I'm experiencing right now, you have a power outage and you can electrify your home and really get the life back to normal with that propane source right there. But with, you know, with the greenhouse gases, we're not only talking about the actual propane, but also we're having so much of this talk about electrifying, and you know, it's great. We're electrifying everything, electrifying cars, but we don't know where that electricity comes from. Now we are starting to do solar power and wind power and all that, but a lot of the power comes from coal. And the more stress we put on the electrical grid, the more greenhouse gases we are going to produce. And not only that, that electricity, we lose about 60% of the power that comes from the power plant by the time it gets to your house, because the way that we deliver it through those wires is so inefficient. So as a whole, we're talking about a whole just cleaning up and being having a more conscious environmental decision. And, you know, propane is the way to go. So just bringing to mind people's thoughts when they're thinking about building, maybe they're close to, you know, possibly doing propane or natural gas, or they want to convert over to propane, just something to think about for your family.
I like that. We have a motor home, and I know, like I said, we were traveling up the East Coast, and, you know, looking for propane everywhere was a big deal. There's not a lot of places. And so, and you know, I mean, here we totally can take care of our whole motor home with it. So I can imagine that, you know, the benefits for using it in a home. And of course, people think everything, like you said, electricity, where are all those batteries going to be going after we're done with them? And so, right?
Exactly.
Whole
nother
story, right? Yeah.
Right. We just don't know. It's like, wait, we get the electricity, but you know, we get these batteries, but you know, where do they all go? And
exactly.
To your point about you going and having to get the propane, you work with your home with a propane company and a propane professional. They're all across the United States. So reliant. They will deliver to your house and fill your propane tank up. But it's not a small tank. It's a huge tank. It could be put underground or above ground. And they deliver it on a weekly basis. So when you need it, it's right there. That energy source is not having to be piped in from somewhere else. It's delivered to you and it's stored right there for your family's use.
I love it. Matt, really quick. I know we have a couple of minutes left. Talk to us about your show. Love it. Yes. And of course, you have a new show.
Yes. Build It Forward for HGTV. I go around the country. I give homeowners that are philanthropists. They work for charities. They run charities, even created charities. We give them brand new home renovation. It is such a beautiful show. If you want a feel-good show to feel good and see these people get what they deserve, some incredible, incredible renovations, check out Build It Forward on HGTV. You can stream it now on Discovery Plus.
And how do our listeners find out more about getting propane for their off-the-grid homes?
You can visit propane.com. You can learn about all the appliances and how you can make you and your family propane future.
Again, Matt, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, and definitely check out his new show, Build It Forward. And a greener with propane is kind of like your suggestion, right? The brighter side of life right there.
It really is. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining us. We had some great guests today, and I love sharing good stuff. I hope that you called in to either get your book, get your ticket. We had a couple books and a ticket. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. When you can't control what's happening, challenge yourself to control the way you respond. That's where the power is. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.